Rob Vanstone joins us from the Regina Leader Post. Rob, welcome back to the show. Hey, when was the last time the Riders were 0-5?
Well, my hair was almost devoid of gray back then. It was 1995.
And how did they finish that year?
They finished a stellar 6-12.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So the last time they were 0-6, if they end up being that after playing in Edmonton on Friday, was 1979. So Tom Wilkinson was quarterbacking the Eskimos last time this this happened to the Rough Riders, if they could add one more loss to the list this week.
Who do you think will be quarterbacking them on the first snap?
That is a terrific question. I wish I had a better answer. I'm still checking today on the status of Kevin Glenn, who hurt his shoulder Sunday against Hamilton. Might be a tall order to expect Kevin Glenn to be able to play on a Friday when he had to miss the fourth quarter on a Sunday with a shoulder injury. We don't know for sure, but I would put that in the unlikely category. So then it comes down to Brett Smith or Tino Cinceri. Not a great option either way. If Kevin Glenn can't go, I would expect that Brett Smith would play because he's gotten a lot more reps in practice than has Tino Cinceri. But it probably doesn't matter if Kevin Glenn can't go.
Okay, that was my next question. Is the drop-off that, like, we saw it last year when they lost their starting quarterback, and then they did not have Kevin Glenn, and we saw the end result. Are Rider fans expecting pretty much the same, like Cinceri, Smith, neither one of them can get the job done if Kevin Glenn can't go?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the sound expectation. Nothing that anyone has seen this year would make you think that Brett Smith's going to walk in and play like Darian Durant or Kevin Glenn. And people saw that act last year when Darian Durant went down and Tino Cinceri, Seth Dagey, a dusted off Kerry Joseph came in and tried and generally failed as replacements. And what are you going to do sometimes? Darian Durant goes down. They had their insurance policy in Kevin Glenn. It was an ingenious signing by the Rough Riders. Then the insurance policy is gone before the fifth game of the season is over. I guess the Eskimos are an exception in that they've shown that they can go three deep with quarterbacks. I guess Montreal has too, but it doesn't seem that the Rough Riders are three deep in quarterbacks, and they could be knee-deep in trouble as a result.
Rob, I was looking at the Riders game, and in the first week, it's tied going into the fourth quarter. They lose by 4 points. In week two, they're up by 10, and then they end up losing in overtime. Week three, they're leading. They end up losing in overtime. Week four, they're actually trailing, came back, but still lost. And then again yesterday, leading going into the fourth quarter and lose the game. What is going on with this team in the fourth quarter?
Well, the defense has been the common denominator as far as why the team has failed in fourth quarters. Granted, yesterday the offense gave them nothing, but I don't think you can expect much more than that when an untested quarterback is thrown in. That defense really doesn't succeed at anything. Despite the presence of three people with all-star credentials on the defensive line, there's virtually no pressure. And the secondary isn't performing especially well. If they blitz, it's totally predictable. And if they don't blitz, the quarterback has even more time to throw. So that defense, no matter what they try, is ineffective, especially in the crucial stages of games. It seems like teams just figure them out. If you saw Andy Fantuz and the Tiger Cats yesterday, they hadn't used Andy Fantuz for much of the game, but suddenly when they really needed completions, there was Andy Fantuz being a smart receiver, finding holes in zones and being crafty, and the Riders had no answer for it. And compounding matters, they missed tackles as they characteristically do. And the result was 0-5 after the game.
When you look at the Riders' situation, you know, Chamberlain has been pretty defensive at times about, you know, his stand. He doesn't like anyone ask him about getting fired. But has his persona changed, Rob, from the first year's coach till now?
Not especially, Jason. He's generally a pretty upbeat person. He's never been one to get down on his team. I've seen him more frustrated at times with better teams than this. I'm a little surprised that he hasn't been grouchier. Yes, there was he seemed rather defensive when asked about the criticism that he is facing. But in terms of the way the team has performed, he's referred several times to them being close and how they need to keep adhering to the process, etc. And it does become a little wearisome when you keep hearing the same thing, and there really doesn't seem to be an eruption on the part of the head coach. And you would think at some point what's happening to this team would be deemed intolerable.
Rob Vanstone joins us. So how do they change things if the quarterbacking, if Glenn's not healthy, is this a lost season now for the Riders?
Yeah, how do you spin out of it? Nobody's going to throw you a life preserver unless you trade first-round draft choices for the next 5 years or something. What are you going to do in that situation? And it was shown last year without a quarterback, the Rough Riders were in serious trouble, I just can't see why it would be any different this year. A team that has gone 0-5 with Darian Durant and, for the most part, Kevin Glenn behind center is now going to turn its season around without either of them. If the injury to Kevin Glenn is serious or of any significant duration, that to me just seems to strain credulity.
So, and, you know, we've seen in pro sports sometimes, so it's a lost season. You're looking at it and say, hey, you know, the quarterbacking play, and that's not the coach's fault that they necessarily don't have another good quarterback. Because in Saskatchewan, you know, the Riders dominate. They are the number one sport across the city, across the province. There's no debating that. Will they feel the pressure to find a scapegoat if this season ends up 5-13 or worse or similar to that? And do you think it would be the head coach?
I think there will be that pressure. I think there is already that pressure, and a lot of blame is being cast. It seems that Corey Chamberlain seems to be the lightning rod for it because he's put a lot on himself, assuming control of the defense and remaking the coaching staff and getting rid of George Cortez and Richie Hall as coordinators and putting some of the defense on his own plate. So Corey Chamberlain sort of invited the scrutiny, and as a result, the criticism he's facing. Will they do something about it? I'm skeptical, I wonder if the injury to Kevin Glenn, if it is of any severity, may, in a backhanded way, reduce the heat around here, because at least there's an explanation. When Darian Durant's gone and then Kevin Glenn's gone, well, what realistically can you expect coaches to do as far as fixing a team? I think there's deeper problems than that, but I don't know. I would be very surprised if they did anything. The Brain Trust here won a Grey Cup in 2013. I realize that doesn't buy you a job permanently, because if it did, Danny Machocha would still be coaching the Eskimos, but I think that'll buy them a little more time and maybe a fresh start. And if it doesn't start off well next year, then, you know, bring out the dynamite.
You mentioned the defense has not been good. Is it personnel? Is it scheme? You know, is Greg Quick a guy? You know, he's in his first year as a defensive coordinator. I know he's been a coach for 30 years, but hasn't been a coordinator for quite some time. And, you know, I'm not saying it's similar, but we saw Doug Sams come into Edmonton, a longtime coach, but really never an OC, and his offense was terrible. Is Quick's defense the problem or the personnel?
I'm not even sure you can call it Quick's defense. It's Corey Chamberlain's defense. Yeah. And Chamberlain brought in a head coach who would execute the scheme that Corey Chamberlain wants. And Corey Torrey is still making a vast majority of the calls. So I think one thing that has really hurt them has been the fact that the rules changed during the offseason. It had changed after the philosophy changed here. So Corey Chamberlain has always had a very aggressive, hands-on, clutch-and-grab type defense. He was a defensive backs coach in Winnipeg and Calgary, a defensive coordinator in Hamilton before coming to Saskatchewan. And if anybody remembers the 2010 West Division final between the Rough Riders and the Calgary Stampeders, when Corey Chamberlain coached the Calgary defense, basically it was Brandon Browner holding on to Andy Fantuz, whose name keeps coming up in this conversation, over and over. And that was the kind of defense that Corey Chamberlain had. When the rules would allow it, there was a lot of clutching and grabbing and impeding of receivers. Suddenly, there's virtually zero tolerance for that kind of conduct on the part of a defensive back. And so the Rough Riders were implementing that type of scheme at the time when the ground rules changed. And I think they're still reeling from that.
That's interesting. So have they been taking a ton of pass interference calls and I guess illegal contact?
Nothing inordinate, but I think just the fact that they can't play this style that perhaps Corey Chamberlain had in mind when he assumed even greater control of the defense has forced some adjustments. And you bring in personnel that's you're expecting to play a certain way, and then you can't play that way. What do you do? And maybe they're just in no man's land right now as far as scheme and philosophy.
What's your take on the Eskimos from afar?
I was very surprised they lost their opener. That really threw me because I thought Edmonton was just going to roar out of the gate, and subsequent to that they haven't had a lot of issues. To me, that Edmonton team is terrific, and that defense is as advertised, intact from last year, a defensive line that can really make life miserable for any quarterback, and despite losing Mike Riley, look at the way the offense has performed. Look at the way Adarius Bowman is playing. Even after losing John White, the running game is still pretty effective. That's a really solid Edmonton team. I think a lot of people were handing the West Division to Calgary virtually by default coming into the season, but the Eskimos, I think, have made a lot of people reconsider how to evaluate the pecking order in the West.
Well, I'm telling you, if Calgary's injuries on their O-line and now John Cornish, they are definitely not the offense. You know, I thought they had the best offense league coming into the season, but those type of injuries have changed it. The Eskimos have the best defense, and if they stay healthy, I don't see anybody's defense that's better.
No, I don't either. That is one scary defense, and despite the fact that a lot of the rule changes that I've referenced are offense-friendly, that defense, regardless of what the ground rules are, is still going to be very effective, and sure enough, it has been.
When is opening day for the new stadium in Regina?
2017.
Oh, okay.
In terms of the Rough Riders occupancy, anyway, they're hoping to have it done by August of next year. There'll be some test events in there, perhaps a university football game, just to iron out the bugs. They're trying to avoid what has happened elsewhere, where teams were a little. Adhered to a really tight timeline, and then look at what happened. Look at Winnipeg as well. So they're erring on the side of caution, and 2017 is a target date, and construction is well underway. It's basically half done.
And how many more seats?
But roughly the same amount of seats. They'll just be more comfortable. you could put spikes in some of the seats of the existing facility, and they probably wouldn't be a lot less comfortable than they currently are. So I think the sight lines and the comfort factor and the amenities and just the overall appearance will be a lot better. The old place is pretty much reached its limit, sad as it is.
Rob, always great to talk CFL with you. Should be an interesting game Friday night. If the quarterback is not Kevin Glenn and the Eskimo defense plays like they are, the Riders offense could be in for a long evening, I would think.
Well, you remember that 24-0 game at Edmonton last year when Tino Cinceri was playing against the Eskimos, and that's the kind of game I would envision if Kevin Glenn can't go.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time, Jason. Take care.